We are to go to the ends of the earth, September 24. We are witnesses for God. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, Isaiah 43:10. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Thank God that it is our privilege to be called witnesses for God. Then if we are witnesses, we must speak for Christ and lift him up among our associates. When we see the ardor and religious zeal of any of our companions growing cool, we must help and encourage such a one, pray with and for him, that he may be a true witness for the Lord. You are to be the agent through whom God will speak to the soul. Precious things will be brought to your remembrance, and with a heart overflowing with the love of Jesus, you will speak words of vital interest and import. Your simplicity and sincerity will be the highest eloquence, and your words will be registered in the books of heaven as fit words, which are like apples of gold and pictures of silver. God will make them a healing flood of heavenly influence, awakening conviction and desire, and Jesus will add his intercession to your prayers and claim for the sinner the gift of the Holy Spirit and pour it upon his soul. And there will be joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The work above all, the business above all others, which shall draw and engage the energies of the soul, is the work of saving souls for whom Christ has died. Make this the main, the important work of your life. Make it your special life work. Cooperate with Christ in this grand and noble work and become home and foreign missionaries. Be ready and efficient to work at home or in far-off climes for the saving of souls. Oh, that young and old were thoroughly converted to God and would take up the duty that lies next them and work as they have opportunity, becoming laborers together with God. Should this come to pass, multitudes of voices would show forth the praises of him who hath called them out of darkness into his marvelous light.